Avoiding being pigeonholed in who is writing history. It's our talk on KCRW. Take an established brand and go run with it. That's a paradigm that Hollywood studios are running with right now, from comic book superhero series to remakes such as, say, The Planet of the Apes that span decades. Adaptations from popular books and writers are no different. Peter Jackson squeezed three films out of J.R.R. Tolkien's children's novel The Hobbit. But what about in the fine art world? KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp went to check out a new show based on the short stories of Argentinian writer Jorge Luis Borges, and she's here now with a review on this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
I want to start with a basic. This is a complicated story, by the way, that we're going to try and pull you along, right, and help you out with this. But I want to talk a little bit about Borges and his book that is the basis of an entire art show.
Well, and it's a complicated art show with a complicated concept behind it. Part of the Pacific Standard Time, Latin America, LA initiative that's ongoing here. And in this case, A Universal History of Infamy, Borges's book, consisted of a number of short stories that he wrote that are fictionalized versions of the lives of real-life criminals. But the larger point here is, what is fiction and what is not fiction? Who writes history? Who makes up these categories? How are things analyzed and who has the control over that? Many of these artists are from Latin America, where they are particularly sensitive to shifting regimes, dictatorial control, and you can see that in the art they've represented here.
Now, history, of course, is written by the victors, right? To the victors go the spoils, as the old adage goes. How does the art in this case reflect that?
I want to talk about a couple of different pieces. One is by the Venezuelan artist Angela Bonadis, and she's coming to terms with LA's own history. What you're going to see in the show are just these frames, sort of blurry color swatches on the wall, and then a photograph of a kitchen. And you'll think, what is that? But what she did is she went down to see what had happened to Street Meeting, a 1932 mural by David Alvaro Siqueiros. Now, this is an important work of art by an important artist that now is actually in the cafeteria of a school and has been completely whitewashed over. Mm. And the question occurs to you, how do these decisions get made? I mean, by all accounts, this mural should still be intact somewhere. And then another artist, Vince Ramos, is from L.A., and he's built a whole gallery within the gallery of these discarded walls from dumpsters and put in his own drawings of celebrities. All these celebrities were born in the United States of Mexican parents, but you wouldn't necessarily think of that for Vicky Carr or Joan Baez or Linda Ronstadt. And there are just dozens and dozens of them. But he doesn't leave it there. He also includes vitrines, glass-top vitrines, which are stuffed with albums and books and magazines and comics and documents, all sort of giving you a sense of how Latin Americans, specifically Mexicans, are perceived and published about in the United States over an extended period of time. It's a fascinating project, and he's going into a second part of it. It's going to open at the Charles White Elementary School in December.
This is all, Hunter, a part of Pacific Standard Time. This is LA, which is Latin America, and Los Angeles, and sort of how the two intertwine. A Universal History of Infamy on display at LACMA into February of next year. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.